The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to Talking the Star. No, I am not Connor Livesay, but you do know me. This is Dalton Miller, one third of the Talking the Star podcast. With me, another third of the Talking the Star podcast, not Connor Livesay. It is the better C name, Cole Patterson. Cole, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well, man. It looks like we're going to have to, you know, pick up stuff from Connor. You know, the Cowboys have a bye week, and I guess that means he gets to take a week off too. So we'll try to do our best.
can't believe they allow him to miss the podcast like this. Inexcusable. You know, it's not like he's getting married again. You know, he just got married. He can't get married again. No, I didn't pry.
That's not that important.
We should have.
Podcast is priority.
No, exactly. We just need to get this done. We just need to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and that's what we're going to do today. But actually, we're not really going to talk much about the Dallas Cowboys except for how they match up from, you know, a matchup to matchup standpoint with the Minnesota Vikings. So we're going to go through not too long, just do a quick little primer on, you know, their offensive line versus our defensive line and things of that nature, and we're just going to get right into it. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings offense first. So let's just talk about it. How do you feel about Kirk Cousins himself? You know, independent of the wide receiving core or the offensive line, how do you feel about Kirk Cousins as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt like Kirk Cousins has been pretty, you know, disrespected by, you know, the casual fans, even some of the national media. I don't think he's, you know, an elite quarterback. I don't even think he's on that second tier as far as, you know, best quarterbacks in the league. But I think he is a good quarterback. I think he is very underappreciated.
He's Dak Prescott against the Minnesota Vikings defense, a better Minnesota Vikings defenses. And Dak Prescott is playing the best football he's ever played. I think that we could just skip over that and talk about these units against one another. Let's talk about the offensive line against their defensive line. Let's talk about what we might be able to see from the run game this week.
Yeah. You talking about the Cowboys run game?
Yeah, the Cowboys run game against the Vikings defense.
I think the Cowboys can find some success in the run game. I don't think there's I think what's good about the Cowboys is that they have so many weapons, so many ways to beat you, that there's no defense that I'm too afraid of about completely taking away the offense. And because like you said, Dak's playing amazing. Kellen Moore has been dialed in this entire season. I think the Vikings are going to struggle on Sunday defending the Cowboys' rushing attack. You know, Tony Pollard had some success against them last season. Ezekiel is playing really, really well right now. Obviously, New England sold out against the run, but the Cowboys were still able to find some success on the ground. That's something that I've really been impressed with this season. I know a lot of us, I don't want to speak for you, but a lot of us were, including me, were, you know, worried or at least hesitant to go out on a limb and how Zeke would play this season. You know, even after recent as week two, there was some debate having Pollard give him a more bigger role than Zeke. But Zeke's really played really well over these last few weeks. I think this is a game where he tries to make his impact felt. Obviously, you know how running backs are. They always want to try to be prove that they're the best in the league. He's going against Dalvin Cook. You know, that's got to be an internal competition with himself. And the Vikings defense, I think, struggles against the run. I don't think they're going to be able to defend the Cowboys well enough to get Dallas to stop running the football. We've seen Kellen Moore he's gonna do what you can't stop. He doesn't mind throwing the football. He doesn't mind running the football. And I don't see the Vikings, limiting Dallas's ground attack.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, it's going to be a lot of fun for me to watch this one. Because when we look at it, you know, Minnesota, looking at their rush defense here, you're looking at a team that, you know, has, Hold on here. I'm trying to find their exact. They have struggled against the run a little bit, you know, in terms of efficiency, 24th in the NFL right now, according to DVOA. When we look at rushing EPA on the defensive side of the ball, I'm on the offensive side of the ball right now. So please wait one while my internet loads up. We're here now. Let's get to the rush EPA. Rush EPA here for the Minnesota Vikings is at 29th. So they're 29th in rushing EPA allowed. That's almost the worst in the NFL. When we look at success rate, yeah, we're looking at 42.3, which is 21st. So what that tells me is that they're allowing some pretty good success for offensive rushing attacks, but they're also giving up big plays in the run game, which is really confusing to me personally, because when I look at their roster, their depth chart, it doesn't make sense how they would be bad against the run. Mm-hmm. Everson Griffin, it has actually been playing quite well this year. Armin Watts has been great for them. Dalvin Tomlinson is still an absolute monster in the middle. That dude is strong as
guy who a lot of Cowboys fans wanted Dallas to sign.
In free agency, they wanted to pay him. And listen, he's been worth every penny. Donnell Hunter is obviously a fantastic player, more of a pass rusher, but can definitely play on the edge as a run defender as well. And then Eric Kendricks is one of the best linebackers in the league. So they have all the guys to stop the run. They just haven't done a very good job at it. And so I'm interested to see how this goes, because the Dallas Cowboys obviously have one of the best offensive rushing attacks in the NFL, if not the most consistent. Personally, I would probably say that they're the best if I'm just looking at it. But, you know, when Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are healthy, that's a very good unit as well. So
Joe Mixon, he ran for 130 yards just about against the Vikings defense early on. So, I mean, you can find some success on the ground against this defense. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be too concerned or have too many, you know, too much trouble getting that rushing game going, which is going to open things up in the passing game for Dak Prescott and company naturally as well. I really like where the Cowboys stand going into this matchup from the offensive side.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I agree. And for me, I'm the most excited, obviously, to see how this Cowboys passing attack deals with the Minnesota Vikings secondary. Now, the Minnesota Vikings secondary is a little bit banged up right now. And they're not very good overall at cornerback anyway. So, you know, for me, I'm looking at this and thinking that the Dallas Cowboys have a very good chance to throw the ball all over the yard. Xavier Woods is one of the secondary members. He's playing safety for them. He's actually been playing a lot of free safety for them. and Harrison Smith has kind of been the guy that has played all around. I think that's Xavier Woods' more natural position anyway, so it's probably a good spot for him. I think, you know, from what I've seen so far from him, he's been playing well. But, you know, at the end of the day for me, I just think Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb said, and the two tight ends and the two backs, it's just way too much. And with this Cowboys offensive line that is still very, very good, I think that they're going to throw the ball all over the yard on them.
Yeah, I don't see – just real quick on the, you know, the rushing attack. I was looking at last year's stats. Zeke went over 100 yards. Pollard averaged 12 yards a carry in his own right. So that's even more evidence. And they've added, you know, Dalvin Tomlinson. They've added some pieces. But they've had success against this team running the football. But, yeah, throwing the ball, I don't see any defense is really going to give Dak Prescott – bits. I mean, the way that he's playing right now, the way him and Kellen Moore, are in sync is incredible to watch. And yeah, you know, Patrick Peterson, he's been banged up. They don't really have a corner that I fear. They don't have a defensive mind who I'm scared of, like the Chargers. They had Brandon Staley. They defended the passing attack really well. They wanted to force the Cowboys to do everything underneath, but I don't really see the Vikings having that same kind of success. Like you said, you got CeeDee Lamb, you got Amari Cooper. You know, Bill Belichick is one of the best defensive minds in the league, and even he had some trouble, you know, stopping the Cowboys throwing the football. He threw pretty much a whole kitchen sink at Dak Prescott, and he was able to beat him over and over and over again. Belichick kind of, you know, alluded to that after the game. So I don't think that would be any different this week. Like you said, I mean, there's just too many weapons. It's just insane to think about how many weapons the Cowboys have, especially when you're still waiting for Michael Gallup to return to the football field. You have CeeDee Lamb, you have Amari Cooper. Dalton Schultz is playing like one of the, you know, best tight ends in football right now. To be quite honest, you have Ezekiel Elliott, who's making an impact as a receiver. Tony Pollard is a guy that you can, you know, throw some swing passes to, throw a screen to, and he can make use a receiver. He played some receiver in college as well. He's a guy that that can beat you in multiple ways. I just don't see any defense giving the Cowboys fits, and especially the Vikings. Something I have to go really, really wrong. I guess if to play devil's advocate, Dak does have the calf strain. They are coming off a bye week as they were rolling. Maybe a bye week messes up with their, you know, mojo or momentum. Maybe Dak's still recovering from that calf strain. But everything equal, everything, you know, as we know it, I don't see the Vikings giving the Cowboys any trouble throwing the football.
I agree. So give me your official score prediction.
So the Cowboys are, I believe, they're number one in scoring offense
this year.
They're pretty much number one in almost every category, if I'm not mistaken. Very, very good. Nothing that we discussed about the Vikings defense really changes my mind. I will say, I do think the Vikings do hold in close. It is a Sunday night game. It is in Minnesota. That can be a tough place to play. In the end, I think Dallas wins. I'll say 34-30. I think it's going to be something similar to what we saw. What was that, 2019? You know, arguably Dak's best game as a Cowboy, at least prior to this season. He was on fire. You know, it was back and forth, came down to the last drive, all that kind of stuff. I can see that happening to this Sunday. Both have high-powered offenses that can put points on the scoreboard. Both have defenses that can be attacked. I'm going to go 34-30. I think the Cowboys do get the win and, you know, get to 6-1 and solidify themselves as a contender, further solidify themselves as a contender in the NFC.
Yeah, so this one's going to be a pretty fun one for me because the Minnesota Vikings score 24.5 points a game. Dallas Cowboys give up 24.3. We're going to give them 24 points for the Minnesota Vikings, and the Cowboys are going to get 33. The Cowboys average 34. Yeah. Minnesota averages 22.8 given up. I'm going to give that advantage to the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys win. They are now 6-1, and we just have visions of the Super Bowl going on now, guys. That's all there is to that.
Party in Dallas.
Yep, that's all there is to it. We're getting the parade ready. All right, everybody, I love you guys. As always, this has been Talking the Star. We'll enjoy it. We'll be back next week, hopefully after another Minnesota Viking win, a Cowboys win against the Minnesota Vikings, and hopefully Connor is back so this isn't a disaster of an outro for the podcast. This has been Dalton Miller and Cole Patterson. Goodbye.